To everybody, if you would, please turn to 2 Samuel 21. 2 Samuel, 21st chapter, 10th and the 11th verse. I'm going to start with the 9th. And he delivered them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them in the hill before the Lord. And they fell all seven together and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the first days in the beginning of the barley harvest. In Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah took sackcloth and spread it for her upon the rock from the beginning of harvest until the water dropped upon them out of heaven and suffered neither the birds of the air to rest on them by day nor the beasts of the field by night. And it was told David that Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, the concubine of Saul, had done. You know, I'd ask you before I prayed, ask you there Wednesday night, the ones of you that were here, I want to ask you how determined you are. That was my point about this. I want to know, you know what, we can talk about determination. We can even maybe see it. But I'm asking you this morning, how determined are you? You know what, as I read and as God dealt with me, I found out, Greg, that I am not even that much determined. I am not even that much determined when it goes and consider what God's Word has to say. Let us pray this morning. Father, as we come, Lord, we come thanking you, Father, this morning for all that you give us. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings, Lord. We thank you, Father, for everything that you've bestowed upon us, Lord. We ask you now to be with the hearts that are here this morning. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would be with them, Lord, and that, Father, that you would open up the minds and the hearts, and that you'd open my mouth up this morning, and that, Lord, that we could do what you'd have us to do. In Jesus' holy and precious name we ask, and amen, and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. As well, you might want to mark Acts, the 20th chapter, and that's where I got it mixed up. You might want to mark that here in just a little bit. Toya Graham was a mother who was willing to stand her ground. I don't know if you remember the Freddie Gray incident a few years ago in Baltimore. Most of you may have heard of it. Most of you may not. It's not important. I mean, it is, I guess, the scheme of society. But anyway, she had told her son, the night before, he had told her that he was going to these riots that were in Baltimore. And Toya told him, "You will not go." And she is a mother, a single mother of five. I had Jason look up the incident for me, and he's going to play it for us this morning, what become of that. And then I'll get to the rest of my sermon. Go ahead. I want to ask you again, how determined are you? How determined are you that if your children are doing what you told them not to do? How determined are you that if you're a godly parent or godly mother or godly father, how determined are you to make sure that, you know what, your children are going to get your attention? I'm not saying you have to beat your children. That's not what this is about. I want to know how determined we are as parents. You know, she was very frustrated. She was embarrassed that her son would even go out there and do that. She was like that. During several of the interviews that she went through, and they interviewed her son as well. And guess what? Her son said, he's absolutely said this, "I'm glad my mother got me out of that. I'm glad that my mother come and did that." We can be safe and can I be safe in saying this morning? And I say this without hesitation. We need a few more mothers and dads that are like that. Godly parents that are like that today, that are willing to stand up and determined enough to do. You know, I heard a preacher say this one time, that an ounce of a godly mother is worth a pound of a preacher. And I agree with that. I agree with that. This brings me to the story that I read to you in your ears this morning about Rizpah. The story doesn't begin right where I read the scripture to you this morning. The story actually begins back in Deuteronomy. Back here, whenever God told the children of Israel that whenever they went into the promised land, and Sean had mentioned it this morning, that they weren't supposed to have nothing to do with the people that were in there. They were supposed to drive them out of there. They were supposed to, and there was a reason why God did that. There was a reason why he did that. And then we go to Joshua, the 9th chapter, the 6th through the 15th verse, 6, and it talks about how that the Gibeonites were a people that were in the land. And what they had done, Joshua had made a covenant with these people. I'm not going to read all the scripture. I want you to go back and study it as you get a chance. He had made a covenant with them, and he wasn't supposed to. But Joshua did it. Well, what happened from that point on was, and whenever he made that covenant, whenever you get on down the road a little bit, we find out in 2 Samuel 21:1, it says this, "And there was a famine in the days of David 3 years, year after year, and David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, 'It is for Saul, for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites.'" During Saul's period, he broke that covenant that Joshua made. So what's David do? He goes to find out what can be done to break what this drought that had placed upon the on the Israelites because of what happened. So David goes to the Gibeonites and he asks him. They said, "We want Saul's people. We want Saul's sons. We want them." Two of them was actually sons. They were the sons of Rizpah, who I was talking about. The other five were grandchildren. And David agreed to it. So he gave them to them, and what did they do? They impaled them, and they hung them up, and they impaled them and put them out above some rocks and stood them up there. This is what the Gibeonites did, and this ended the curse that was on the people of Israel because of what Saul had done. So now it brings me to Rizpah. Rizpah, two sons were hanging out there with the five other ones. And what does she do? She goes out there and she puts sackcloth down. And she stays out there. And what she does is, for 6 months, she stands out there day and night and keeps the birds off of them, keeps the flies off of them, keeps the jackals and the wild dogs off of them at night. This is what she does. She was determined. She was determined to do something. Those were her sons. She was going to keep them off of them. She was going to do no matter what it took. Can you imagine the stench? Can you imagine the sights and the sounds? Can you imagine what went on day and night with the buzzards and with everything else that was going on? Can you even imagine what she was doing? During the night, the wild dogs and the jackals would come and she would fight them off. She did not want them to get to the bodies. During the day, she kept the flies, she kept the buzzards, she kept everything off. Now, let me ask you a question this morning. Parents, this is for you. This is for those parents sitting here this morning. How willing are you to keep the jackals, the flies, the wild dogs, the buzzards off of your children today? How important is it to you to be that determined in your life that you're going to keep these things off of them? And I'm spiritually speaking here today. Rizpah stands her ground and she fights the elements. Rizpah was determined that she would ask us, she was asking how determined she was. It's amazing to me. Whenever I read this story, whenever God put this upon me to read. And if you are a godly mother and a father here this morning, when you look around at the conditions of this world, tell me that you don't see the buzzards and the flies and everything out there trying to attack our kids. They're starting back to school. I'm here to tell you, it was mentioned this morning, I do believe this, honestly I do. Folks, you know what? If you're a Christian mother and a dad, you want your children to be Christians, first of all, but you want them to marry other Christian people. I'm not talking about race. They just need to be Christians is what I'm talking about. The problem becomes, as the Bible's indicated here this morning, whenever we let them do what they want to do, when we let them date who they want to date, you say, "Well, Dave, I can't help who they date." Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. It's time we keep the flies and the buzzards. It's time that we keep the jackals and everything else off of our kids. It is time. It is high time. But I'm here to tell you this morning, you've got to be willing to stand up and be positive and tell your children, listen, that's not right. They don't go to church. You don't need to be involved in that. Are you willing to keep the buzzards and all the stuff off of them? Because I'll tell you what, it can be done. It can be done through the power. Grasp a determination. And this is the thing that got me in 21:11. Whenever I read that, it said, and when it was told of David what Raspah, the daughter of Ahi, the concubine of Saul, had done. Listen to me. When you are willing and determined to stand up and do what God wants you to do, it will reach the king's ears. It will. If you're willing to be on your knees and pray and ask God to show you the way, I'm here this morning to tell you, it will reach the king's ears. We have a mighty king. It'll reach the king's ears. David went and what he had done after he heard that, he went and had the bodies taken down and had them buried. They were just going to lay there and he was just going to leave them out there for them to be totally, till the bones were hanging there because of what Saul had done. In 1 Peter 3:12, says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and the ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. I'm here to tell you this morning, determination will get the king's attention. It will do that. Amen? It'll do it. And we need to be more determined about our children. We need to be more determined about our grandchildren. We need to be more determined about those around us. Praise God. If you would turn to Luke, the 18th chapter. This is a parable in the Bible that really gets to the point of what I'm trying to talk to here this morning. Let's start in Luke 18:1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that city, that she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversaries. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard men, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearies me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Are you determined enough this morning to keep going back to God, to keep going to him for what's needed in your life, for what you want in your life? Are you determined? Or are you not? Or are you one of the type of person that said, well, you know, God, you know what, this is just it. No, are you determined? He wants to hear from us. He wants to. Are you determined to push through the headwinds that face us? I'm telling you, it's going on out there today. There's many a headwinds that pushes against us today. Are you determined enough to push through it? Determined to do what God has called you to do? Even though you're facing things, even though you're going through things on a personal level, don't get weary is what I'm trying to say. Keep the determination in front of you. Listen, I don't know if this lady here that I showed you that video was a Christian or not, but tell you what, I liked her determination. I liked her determination. I mean, listen, you can say what you want to about slapping him upside the head. I mean, you know, I don't personally do that stuff, but I'm telling her to tell you, you don't have to slap somebody upside the head to get their attention. You don't have to do that, but you need to get their attention. Even though you're facing, you don't waver. In Luke 9:51, and it says this about Jesus, and it came to pass when the time had come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Can you say amen this morning? Because we have a Savior that said he was steadfast in doing what he was going to do for all of us. Praise God this morning. Determination and steadfastness should be what should be part of our lives this morning. Jesus was determined. I got to ask you this morning, how determined are you? How determined are you to make it through one day? Your determination is what will get you through when going gets tough, right? Most men and women fail. I found this very interesting. Most men and women fail not because of lack of education or lack of talent or even lack of opportunity. You know why most people fail? It's because they lack the determination to see it through. They're given the opportunities. They're given all this stuff, but they do not have the determination to get through. It's impossible. Can I tell you this? It's almost impossible to defeat someone that refuses to lose. Do you know that? As Christians, we need to get that mentality about us. We need to get that. That's why we need to pray more times a day. That's why we need to dream one more time. We need to pray one more time. Listen, watch what you try one more time. I know there's times in our life things get so depressing, so bring us so down, and we feel like just giving up. But I'm here to tell you, do it one more time. Pray one more time. Go through one more time. Don't give up. Do not give up. When you face the challenges and struggles that come at us in this life, make no mistake about it. They're going to come. There's not anybody in here that has never faced struggles and trials in their life. I can look around here and I'm telling you, I don't see one person. And if you are, please come and tell me because I want to listen to it. We've all faced struggles and trials in our life, and you will gain strength in those struggles if you just keep on going on, if you're determined enough to get through it. Paul said a lot of profound things in the Bible, but two of the most inspirational things to me that I found are found in 2 Corinthians 12:9 and Philippians 3:14. And you've heard these scriptures so many times. It says one, he said, "My grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in weakness." My strength is sufficient for you. He's talking about Christ's strength. God's strength is sufficient for you. And you will be made stronger in the trials and in the weaknesses that you have in your life. You can be made stronger. Paul got it when he said in Philippians 3:14, he says, "I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." He presses towards it. He tries to keep on going whenever it seems like there's no way to get there. He keeps on going. One translation says it this way: "I ran straight towards the goal." That's what the one translation, he said, he didn't run away from it. When you are challenged in level of determination, let me ask you this. When you hit rough times, do you become more focused? Do you become more focused? That's determination. That's saying, you know what, devil? No matter what you hit me with, no matter what comes, I'm more focused on God. I'm going to be focused on God and what He has for me. Because if you don't, you will give up and you'll walk away a lot of times if you don't become more focused on what God has given to you. You know, when life becomes a challenge, when we are put it, can I ask you something? When life becomes a challenge, can you be like Rizpah? Can you put the sackcloth out there? Can you do that? Would you do that? Would you put it out there? It will stir up that determination within you. Can you do that? "From the end of the earth I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, it says this, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." That's awesome scripture, is it not? She put it out there on the rock. Like, are you willing to lay the sackcloth out on the rock to keep the birds, to keep the jackals, to keep all the flies and everything else off your life and off of your family? Are you willing to do that this morning? That's determination. That's what it takes. 1 Corinthians 10:4. "And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ." If you're going to put your sackcloth out on anything, you put it on the rock, the true rock of Jesus Christ. And that'll get you through when things are going rough in your life. That'll get you through when time is hard. That'll do that. You may be fighting to save a dream. You may be fighting to defeat sickness. I don't know what it is here this morning. Fighting to protect your family. Rizpah laid out the sackcloth on the rock to keep the enemies off of her loved ones. One of the things sackcloth shows, and it shows us this, every one of us in here need to get this. They wore it. It meant that they had submitted their will to God's. Did you know that? That's what sackcloth part of it meant. They had submitted their will to God. Are you willing to do that this morning? You know, God knows where you stand. He knows what your will is here this morning. He knows if there's any rebellion in your heart. I have found lots of times in my life that rebellion springs up within me. Rebellion will spring up within me because I want to do it the way that I want to do it. And whenever it does that, and whenever it springs up like that, I have to go back. I have to lay it out there. I have to put that sackcloth back out there again. I have to let His will become what's best for me. Jeremiah 17:10. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give to every man according to his ways, according to the fruits of his doing. He knows your heart this morning. He knows where you stand. He knows every. He tries your reins. And you, have you fought against it? Have you tried? You know what it talks about? It talks about trying the reins. Sean, there's been times he's tried my reins, and I have fought against it. I pulled the other way. I honestly have. I'll be there to admit it. But you know what? He tries the reins to find out where you stand. I'm saying this morning, you need to submit to His leading. We need to submit to His guidance. If we would put as much determination into doing His will as we do our own, I guarantee you things would happen in our lives. I really do. She put the sackcloth on the rock. Let your submission be upon the rock. Paul tells us, now turn to Acts 20. Acts 20, we'll start with, I think, about verse 22. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit into Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnessed in every city, saying, what bonds and afflictions abide me, but none of these things move me. If you would, please mark that in your Bible. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and ministry, which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Listen, what have you got a hold of this morning? What have you got going on in your life? Are you so determined, like Paul said, but none of these things will move me? None of these things will move me. I don't know what you got going on, what battles you're fighting this morning. Are you determined enough to say, as Paul did, but none of these things are going to move me? He was bound. He knew what he faced when he got to Jerusalem. He knew what he was facing. He knew what was going to happen. But he said to himself, none of these things is going to move me. I'm going through with what I need to do for the Lord. Are we that determined this morning? Are we that bound to do what God wants us to do? A determination that I'll take life by the throat. I'll do that, and none of these things shall move me. None of them will move me. David had lost his family and his home. You remember the story to the Amalekites. God told David in 1 Samuel 38, he said, David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Look how God answered. He told him to pursue. God is telling us this morning to pursue, to be determined enough to pursue what God has for us to do. Do it with a bulldog mentality. That's what we have to get through. That's what we have to do. God is planning. God is planning for you to get it. Do you understand me this morning? If He is asking you, if He is put upon you to do something in your life, He is making a way for you to do it. He will help you to get to that point. He will help you to do it. A bulldog determinality. Some have failed and failed miserably. Some have. And the devil will tell you failure. You'll be a failure the rest of your life. I'm here to tell you that's not the truth. God never said that. God does not tell anyone that. Never has. We are more than conquerors through Him. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Remember that. Praise God. The Bible tells us David caught up with them and the enemy was having a party. And you know what David did? David got all his stuff back. David got all of his stuff back. The devil is coming after you and he may be trying to destroy your family. He may have already done it. But I'm here to tell you, be determined enough. Be determined enough to let God take you through. Because I'm here to tell you, He will get your stuff back. You know something, Dave? The devil doesn't care if you're playing church this morning. He doesn't care. He didn't care if you're playing. You know what? They were having a party at David's expense. And he's having a party at your expense here this morning. Through the grace and power of God, taking life by the throat and saying, God, what you have for me to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going through. And none of these things are going to move me. None of these things are going to move me. I ask you this morning, you know, has the devil attacked your life this morning? Has he done that? Devil, by the grace of God, tell this to him this morning. Devil, by the grace of God, I'm getting my stuff back. I'm getting my life back. You know what? You've tore me down. You've put me in bad places, but I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm getting my life back. Because none of these things are going to move me. I'm going through with you. I'm hanging on to God's unchanging hand. And praise God, we will make it through if we do that. The Bible wasn't wanting a... You know, Jacob had determination. We've been discussing about that, did we not? The Bible says he wanted a blessing from God. That's what the Bible said. It said Jacob wanted a blessing from God. He wasn't in line for it. It wasn't his to have. But you know what? He said he wrestled with an angel until the breaking of the day to get a blessing. And you know what? He got it. Are you determined enough here this morning that what, you know what? That no matter what is laid in front of you, that you're determined to make it through, that you're determined to get blessed of God, that you're determined to do what God wants you. If it isn't amazing enough about Jacob, it said that the angel touched his hip, remember, it dislocated his hip, and he still wrestled the rest of the evening. Amen? He wasn't going to let something like that destroy the blessing. Can you imagine the pain? Listen, can you imagine the pain that he went through? But he said, where the most of us would have quit and give up, he didn't do it. He kept on fighting. He was so determined that he went from fighting to just hanging on. There have been times that's all I could do. It's been times that's all I did. I just hung on. Just hung on. That's all I could do. And you know what? Whenever I just started hanging on, God blessed. God blessed. And He has turned things around. He turned things around in our life. But you cannot, you've got to be determined that you're going, if you can't do nothing else, you're just going to hang on. You may be suffering and frustrated this morning. I don't know. Hanging on by the skin of your teeth. Can I tell you something? I've been there. And I'd say there's been a lot of people in here that's been that way in their lives at some time in their life. Praise God. Can I tell you something? If you're hanging on by the skin of your teeth, you haven't let go yet. Can you say amen? James 1:12 says this, "Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which God has promised." How determined are you this morning to make it through? You have the heartaches and the frustrations that we all go through, temptations coming at you. You know what? What we need is a higher level of determination whenever this hits, that comes from grabbing a hold of Jesus Christ and hanging on with everything that we got and saying, like Paul said, none of these things are going to move me. Devil, you've hit me from the left, you've hit me with the right, you've hit me with an uppercut, you've hit me with everything you got, but I'm here to tell you this morning, devil, none of these things are going to move me. Because we're going through. Joseph and Caleb said in the Promised Land, they were 40 years in a death march. That's what they were. Because they had, for 40 years, God had told the ones, they said, this generation is not going to see the Promised Land. When they finally went into the Promised Land, and Joshua was divvying up the land, up steps an 85-year-old man by the name of Caleb. You can read it back here. And he asked Joshua, he said, "I want that mountain that he had seen 40-some years earlier." He said, "I want that mountain." You know what Joshua told him? He said, "There's giants on that mountain, Caleb." He said, "I don't care. I want that mountain, and God will provide." He gave him the mountain. And that's what Caleb took for his inheritance when he went in over there. Listen to me. You're facing giants this morning. I don't know what it is. I'm here to tell you, God has shown me this as clear as day. There's some of you people in here this morning that are facing giants. I'm here to tell you, that mountain's yours. And God has said this, if you want that mountain, God said that mountain's yours, Caleb. And I'm here to tell you this morning, if you're fighting them giants, there may be giants there, go for it. Because I believe God has given you that land. If you quit and give up, you know what you'll have? You'll have nothing. In Hebrews 10:39 says, but we are not of them who draw back unto destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We believe this morning. We believe this morning that God can save the soul. And we believe those in our family that are lost, we believe that God can still save that soul. And we'll keep on to that and keep believing that. Give me that mountain. How about you? I want that mountain. I don't care what giants lie ahead of me. I want that mountain. Are we determined enough to get it? Yes, Lord. Even the dogs. Remember the lady who wanted healing for her son? She wasn't a Jew. She's a Gentile. And she come to Jesus and she said, Lord, she said, I need healing for my son. And he told her, he said, listen, this is bread for the family only. This is bread for the Israelites only. And she said, Lord, but she said, I know, but if we just had some crumbs, we just had the crumbs. She was determined. She was determined. And you know what? Jesus said such faith. And did she know what? Her son or daughter was healed. I can't remember which one it was now. But they were healed. If she could just get the crumbs, I don't need the whole loaf. That's what she's telling. I don't need the whole loaf. She received a long-distance miracle. Can I tell you something here this morning? You don't have to be beside the person that you're praying for. God hears our prayers here and He can answer them anywhere. But praise God, we've got to be determined to see those prayers answered. Her determination received a declaration. O woman, great is thy faith. Be unto you even as it will. You know what? She had a determination that she was going to see it through. Praise God. The person you're praying for doesn't have to be right there. But we have to be willing to pray for them. No matter what's on their mind, no matter what they're doing, no matter where they're at, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither is His ear heavy that it cannot hear. The question I ask you this morning is, how determined are you to see it through? That? Well, you don't know what's going on in my loved one's life. Well, you know what? I don't have to know what's going on. I don't know what they're into. They could be totally down in the depths of sin. My Bible tells me my God's hands are not short. Amen. His ears can hear. And He can save. Amen. Amen. How determined are you? That's the question. How determined are you? They come get a song this morning.